Welcome to the Freedom Report, broadcasting from Alexandria, Virginia. Welcome to the Freedom Report. I'm your host, Austin Peterson. Who's Austin Peterson?
Liberty champion Austin Peterson, this Justin Bieber lookalike, and a powerful advocate for liberty.
Who's Austin Peterson? I'm an American. I love life, liberty, and family, but I'm not a conservative. I'm a hardcore libertarian. What am I doing here? I'm trying to restore the republic. The Libertarian Republic is a website aimed at furthering the ideas of economic freedom and personal liberty. I don't really care about parties. All I care about are ideas. And the one idea I care the most about? Freedom! That's right, pure freedom on the Freedom Report podcast.
Hello, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome back to the Freedom Report podcast. I'm your host, Austin Peterson. And if you enjoy the podcast today, don't forget to subscribe to us on iTunes, or you can subscribe through the Android using the application Stitcher. Leave us a good review if you enjoy the show. So today we're going to be discussing a little bit about a topic that I'm sure affects almost everyone listening to this, if you drive a car or if you have a boat or if you even take public transportation. It's the cost of gasoline, and everybody's discussing these falling prices. Have you noticed the prices of gasoline going down in your area? I sure have. I live in Alexandria, Virginia, just outside of Washington, D.C., where we have some of the highest gas prices in the country. Maybe not as bad as California or New York, but we do get up there quite a bit. And just in the last week, I've noticed that the cost of my gasoline pumping is starting to go down. This report is from dailyfinance.com. The average price of a gallon of gasoline in the United States dropped 12 cents in the past 3 weeks to its lowest point in nearly a year, driven by the latest round of falling oil prices, according to a survey released on Sunday. Prices fell to an average of $3.26 a gallon for regular grade gasoline, according to the survey conducted on October 10th. Prices have fallen for the past 16 weeks. The price of a gallon is nearly 13 cents below what it was a year ago and is at its lowest point since November 22nd. The price peaked on May 2nd and is down 46.5 cents. Crude oil prices have fallen over the past several months to near four-year lows, pressured by ample supply and concerns about the strength of the global economy. That's what they're saying. This has been translated into buying discounts for refiners, which have in turn slashed their wholesale gasoline prices, the person here reporting for Daily Finance says. So it appears that there have been wholesale gasoline price cuts, but retailers actually haven't even cut the entire prices yet. So if you're a consumer of the product, like, you know, pretty much everybody is in some way, then you must have noticed the cuts that you've had. However, you're probably not even getting the full cut. So soon you may experience even lower prices. Now, what's going on? Is everybody, you know, suddenly just deciding to be magnanimous and, you know, people are cutting their prices? Is this the free market at work? Well, probably not. We all know that there isn't really such a thing as a free market anyway. Even if we call ourselves free marketers, we know that most of the economies are regulated, and there's nothing quite as so regulated as the production and consumption of oil. That baby is taxed from beginning to end. So what I think is happening is what a report that I'm seeing from the Daily Caller News Foundation, and this will be featured at thelibertarianrepublic.com, which you can see. There is a report that the Saudis are strategizing to curb U.S. oil production. Now, consider this. If you've been paying attention to what's been going on in the last few years, the United States is slated to become the world's leading energy producer, due in part to techniques like fracking, where we're able to get way more bang for the buck. We get a lot more oil doing a lot less drilling. It's just a new style of drilling, which we can drill in sideways and fracture, hydraulically fracture these shale oil deposits and give us quite a bit more oil than we were able to gather using traditional methods. So the United States, because of our vast reserves, we are going to become the world's leading energy producer if things continue on the current path. Well, it appears that the Saudis don't like that. And it's interesting this what the story says. Let me read this to you. This is by Michael Bastash from the Daily Caller News. As oil prices continue to plummet, Saudi Arabia is signaling to the world oil market that it's willing to settle for much lower oil prices. a possible scheme to slow booming U.S. oil production, according to an exclusive report by Reuters. OPEC, which is the Arab oil cartel, has been hurting because of falling oil prices due to booming production outside of the oil cartel, much of it from U.S. shale formation. So we're creating our own oil now. This is scaring the Saudis. OPEC members like Venezuela have been urging Saudis and others to cut production enough to push oil above $100 a barrel to bolster their finances. So Venezuela, which I think is like the fifth or sixth leading world energy producer, is saying to the Saudi Arabians, well, you guys need to jack up prices because we're a socialist backwater that screwed up our economy. We want more money for the oil that we're trying to screw, you know, screw the Americans. Screw the Americans is what they're saying. But the Saudis, sounds like they're getting smart. And they want to curb production of U.S. domestic supply. Listen to this. Saudis have a different idea, report Reuters. OPEC's biggest oil producer, quote, will accept oil prices below $90 a barrel and perhaps down to $80 for as long as a year or two, according to people who've been briefed. The Saudis are betting the lower oil prices will be necessary to pave the way for higher revenue in the medium term. So the idea is that lower prices in the near term will deter investments and further supply increases in countries like the U.S. This means less will be invested in taking oil from shale formations through hydraulic fracturing and from offshore sources. So they want to flood the market is what they want to do. They want to flood the market with cheap oil so that the Americans, who we are so sick of being dependent on foreign oil and on this Arab oil cartel, we would finally be independent. Well, the Saudis don't want that. They see that as a big problem because they know how heavily subsidized they are, thanks in part to the United States purchasing oil from them. So it's a risky strategy, and not a lot of us known about it. This is just starting to come out. This is big news. The Kingdom of Saudi Arabia does not necessarily want prices to slide further, but it's unwilling to shoulder production cuts unilaterally. And it's is prepared to tolerate lower prices until others in OPEC commit to action. So the political floor on oil prices is weakening for Riyadh, which is the capital of Saudi Arabia. And apparently the former White House for President Bush said the Saudis will accept a price decline necessary to sweat whatever supply cuts are needed to balance the market out of the U.S. shale oil sector. Until about 3 days ago, the absolute and total consensus in the market was the Saudis would cut. The market suddenly realizes it's operating without a net. Now, we're going to talk about this from a philosophical standpoint in a moment, but let's just finish this last few paragraphs. U.S. oil production is booming. Saudi Arabia produces 9.7 million barrels a day, about one-third of total OPEC production, okay? One-third. The country is the second largest oil producer in the world, closely tailing Russia, which produces 10.6 million barrels a day. But Saudi Arabia and Russia's energy lead is already being usurped by skyrocketing oil and natural production, gas production from U.S. shale formations. The U.S. has already overtaken Russia as the world's largest natural gas producer, and oil production is expected to surpass 13 million barrels a day by 2019. The U.S. is already the world's largest liquid fuels producer, according to IEA, the International Energy Agency. And huge U.S. production gains have led to falling gasoline prices despite unrest in Africa and the Middle East. The average U.S. gas price dropped 12 cents in the last 3 weeks alone, the lowest they've been all year. We already discussed this. But now let's talk about the fun stuff, ladies and gentlemen, because this is where it gets exciting. And when people are like, you know, oh, libertarians, you know, it's gloom and doom, like, count me out on the gloom and doom train, ladies and gentlemen. The future of America is pretty flipping exciting. And this is why, because Saudi Arabia, second largest oil producer after Russia, you know, we import oil from Russia. Think about just how the implications to foreign policy alone, the United States becoming the world's largest oil producer can be. Now, the Saudis think that they could get away with pulling this maneuver on us and that Americans aren't going to go invest in domestic oil production. Well, they're out of their flipping minds. And let me just tell you what, ladies and gentlemen, I'm a free trade kind of a guy. Buy the oil from whatever country you want. but buy some American investments right now, ladies and gentlemen. Invest in those American oil-producing companies. Invest in domestic oil production. Invest in fracking. Invest in this energy, this cheap and abundant energy source that the United States is creating. Because that's investing in the future of the United States. That's investing in the future for our kids now. And it's investing, in, I think, in the global economy, because the rest of the world, they don't want to buy their oil from Venezuela. They don't want to contribute money to the socialist backwaters that these dictators and tyrants like Vladimir Putin, they don't want, you don't want to spend your money and give it to these dictators in third world countries and constantly be at the mercy of Saudi Arabia and the Islamic totalitarian regimes, the theocracies of the Middle East. We don't want to constantly have to be dependent on them. So this to me is a great sign, because you see Saudi Arabia is now they're scared, and Venezuela is saying to them, oh hey, you know, jack it up on the Yankees, you know, screw the Americans, because they want them to raise prices. Well, the Saudi Arabians are like, hell no, we've got to cut prices. And that's how the marketplace works. That's why capitalism is the way to go, ladies and gentlemen, because Saudi Arabia has to do what they think is the right move, because the market is now beating them, because the marketplace is more important than the political power, that the marketplace is demanding cheap gasoline, and because now the prices have risen to such a high point that the Americans are now saying, well, screw this, let's just invest domestically, because it's almost feasible at these prices. Well, now Saudi Arabia is trying to lower the prices because they don't want Americans getting smart and creating our own oil supply, which is what we're doing. But I don't think that the drop in prices in the short term is going to necessarily mean that long term that the Saudi Arabians, if they try and raise prices, is going to have an effect, because I think it's just going to, again, it'll just cause a spurt of reinvestment into American infrastructure. But to me, I think it's too late. I think that there have already been, we've already begun to put into place, other than like the Keystone XL pipeline and things like that, some other projects that we need to get into the works. I think it's too late, and I think we're going to see the United States really become the superpower that it was meant to be. And when I say that because for so long our foreign policy has been so screwed up, and I think a lot of it has to do with the problems of maintaining international shipping for goods and services that are, some of them are crucial, like oil, and some of them are not. And so problem is that the might of the U.S. government and the American military has for so long been used to prop up security for a lot of these companies overseas. Well, you know, I'm a radical libertarian, so I want to see these companies take care of their own security. I know, but and the conservatives who don't agree with me are all going to get PO'd, and a lot of social democrats too. I just don't think that we ought to be subsidizing corporations' security for getting their goods to market. I am a free market, but I don't believe that the government's necessary to do that. And what's happening right now, I believe, there's some corruption where these corporations are, they're welfare whores. They're welfare whores, you know. We pick on welfare, we pick on poor people a lot, but I'm going to pick on rich people now and say that I think that a lot of these corporations are getting a free pass from the government because they want to ship their oil through the Middle East. Well, how convenient, we have a war in the Middle East and it just so happens we're going to try and protect the oil. Well, guess what happened in Iraq, ladies and gentlemen? Guess what friggin' happened? We went to war with Iraq, and the Democrats, the liberals who hated Bush, were all like, oh, it's a war for oil. It's a war for oil. Well, guess what? None of the American companies, the oil companies, domestic oil production companies, got the contracts to the oil in Iraq. The major oil contracts all went to China. What the hell? What in the friggin' hell? H-E double hockey sticks, ladies and gentlemen. We've got to change policy. And the drop in gas prices is a signal of a future, a positive future for the United States of America, an upbeat future. We will overcome. And the Saudis taking this step is one of the big first major steps. They will say in history, 100 years from now, when we're all dead and gone, and some historical researcher is listening to the archives of this podcast, they'll know that I was right, that 100 years from now, I'll be dead and it won't matter if my prediction's wrong. But if I'm wrong, I'm wrong. But I do believe in the future of the American Republic. I think that we'll be here for 100 years. We'll probably be here for 1,000. Maybe we'll get off this planet and we'll colonize somewhere else. But for now, I'm very optimistic about the future of the United States. This drop in gas prices, I think, is going to hold. I think we're going to see a lot more commerce, a lot more freedom, a lot more capitalism, a lot more free markets. And don't forget, every single day, come back to your home for economic freedom and personal liberty at the LibertarianRepublic.com.